Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the Israelites defeated, whose land they occupied beyond the Jordan toward the east, from the Wadi Arnon to Mount Hermon, with all the Arabah eastward. King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and from the middle of the valley as far as the river Jabbok, the boundary of the Ammonites, that is, half of Gilead, and the Arabah to the sea of Chinneroth eastward, and in the direction of Beth-Jeshemoth, to the sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, southward to the foot of the slopes of Pisgah, and King Og of Bashan, one of the last of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth, and at Edrei, and ruled over Mount Hermon, and Salika, and all Bashan to the boundary of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and over half of Gilead to the boundary of King Sihon of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the Israelites defeated them, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The following are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the Israelites defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak that rises toward Seir. And Joshua gave their land to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their allotments, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the Arabah, in the slopes, in the wilderness, and in the Negeb, the land of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The king of Jericho, 1. The king of Ai, which is next to Bethel, 1. The king of Jerusalem, 1. The king of Hebron, 1. The king of Jarmuth, 1. The king of Lachish, 1. The king of Eglon, 1. The king of Gezer, 1. The king of Debir, 1. The king of Geder, 1. The king of Homa, 1. The king of Arad, 1. The king of Libna, 1. The king of Adullam, 1. The king of Makeda, 1. The king of Bethel, 1. The king of Tapua, 1. The king of Hefer, 1. The king of Aphek, 1. The king of Lasharon, 1. The king of Madon, 1. The king of Hazor, 1. The king of Shimron Meron, 1. The king of Aksaf, 1. The king of Taanach, 1. The king of Megiddo, 1. The king of Kadesh, 1. The king of Jokneam in Carmel, 1. The king of Dor in Naphoth-Dor, 1. The king of Goyim in Galilee, 1. The king of Tirzah, 1. 31 kings in all. Joshua chapter 13.
Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him,
You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land still remains to be possessed. This is the land that still remains, all the regions of the Philistines, and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron, it is reckoned as Canaanite. There are 5 rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim in the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Mearah that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebalites, and all Lebanon toward the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Libo-Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon to Mishrephoth-Maim, even all the Sidonians. I will myself drive them out from before the Israelites, only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance to the 9 tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. With the other half-tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and the town that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland from Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of King Sihon of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon as far as the boundary of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the region of the Geshurites and Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Salika, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, he alone was left of the survivors of the Rephaim. These Moses had defeated and driven out. Yet the Israelites did not drive out the Geshurites or the Maacathites, but Geshur and Maacath live within Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to them. Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the Reubenites according to their clans. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Wadi Arnon, and the town that is in the middle of the valley,
and all the tableland by Medeba,
with Heshbon and all its towns that are in the tableland, Dibon, and Bamoth-Baal, and Beth-Baal-Meon, and Jehaz, and Kedemoth, and Mephaath, and Kiriathim, and Sibma, and Zereth-Shahar, on the hill of the valley, and Beth-Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Jeshemoth, that is, all the towns of the tableland, and all the kingdom of King Sihon of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, as princes of Sihon, who lived in the land. Along with the rest of those they put to death, the Israelites also put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. And the border of the Reubenites was the Jordan and its banks. This was the inheritance of the Reubenites, according to their families, with their towns and villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of the Gadites, according to their families. Their territory was Jezer, and all the towns of Gilead, and half the land of the Ammonites to Aroer, which is east of Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth-Mizpah, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of King Sihon of Heshbon, the Jordan and its banks, as far as the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, eastward beyond the Jordan. This is the inheritance of the Gadites according to their clans, with their towns and villages. Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the Manassites, according to their families. Their territory extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of King Og of Bashan, and all the settlements of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 towns, and half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the towns of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. These were allotted to the people of Machir, son of Manasseh, according to their clans, for half the Machirites. These are the inheritances that Moses distributed in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, as he said to them. Joshua chapter 14. These are the inheritances that the Israelites received in the land of Canaan, which the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families of the tribes of the Israelites, distributed to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded Moses, for the 9 1/2 tribes. For Moses had given an inheritance to the 2 1/2 tribes beyond the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the people of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and no portion was given to the Levites in the land, but only towns to live in, with their pasture lands for their flocks and herds. The Israelites did as the Lord commanded Moses, they allotted the land. Then the people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God in Kadesh Barnea, concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him an honest report. But my companions who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, yet I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot is trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. And now, as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel was journeying through the wilderness. And here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim were there, with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Caleb son of Jephunneh for an inheritance. So Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite to this day, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. This Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war.